Good afternoon from USC and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for April 23rd, 2015. I'm David Hadari. A California woman convicted of murder and imprisoned for 17 years announced today that she is filing a federal civil rights lawsuit against the LAPD. Susan Mellon was released from prison in October after a local attorney revealed that the key prosecution witness was a habitual liar. Mellon spoke after the announcement about her experiences in jail.
I missed out on everything. I missed out on their birthdays, Christmas. I missed out on their graduations. Mother's Day was the day that I would be in my room on my bed and I would cry all day because I wasn't with them on Mother's Day.
The LAPD says it does not comment on pending litigation. A Los Angeles County grand jury indicted the wife of the slain Bell Gardens mayor today. Lavette Crespo admitted to shooting her husband Daniel, saying it was in self-defense. She pleaded not guilty. If convicted, Crespo faces up to 21 years in state prison. Protesters were up at dawn this morning carrying signs and chanting outside an oil drilling site less than a mile from the USC campus. Logan Healy has more.
The protest was organized by Redeemer Community Partnership. Nikki Wong leads the group. She said she's worried the oil site on Jefferson Boulevard between Vermont and Normandy is polluting the neighborhood.
When we say an oil drilling well is in our neighborhood, I mean it shares a fence with people, where people live. It is across the street from where children play and go to school.
Protesters said the site's owner, Freeport McMoRan, or FMOG, pumps acids and toxic chemicals into the ground to extract oil. Residents say fumes, chemicals, loud noises, and heavy traffic plague their neighborhood. Eddie Coe, who lives next to a drilling site, says the drilling directly affects his family's health and their lifestyle.
That our community is being forced into the situation where, you know, we feel uncomfortable even going outside of our own homes. We feel uncomfortable breathing the air. We feel like our well-being and our health is at risk.
FMOG operates 34 wells in the Jefferson Park area. The company said in a statement that the chemicals are used for maintenance to remove calcium buildups in the well. They said the process is similar to maintenance performed on water wells. Protesters said the company planned to use the chemicals this morning, but canceled at the last minute. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti wants to clean up the city. Sarah Collins reports.
Residents like Jessica Munez are tired of LA's trashy reputation.
There's like sometimes poop and like from people and dogs and, you know, like a lot of trash.
Mayor Eric Garcetti caught a whiff of the city's funk with all the junk. That's why he signed an executive directive for his new Clean Streets initiative in an alley off Hoover Street and Washington Boulevard.
Everybody who lives here, who works here, who visits here should be able to walk the streets of our city free of litter and debris.
The city plans to install 5,000 new trash cans around Los Angeles. The mayor says every one of those represents 2 tons of trash that otherwise could have littered the streets. The city will also create a rating system to make sure each local area is up to snuff. The initiative will hopefully bring Los Angeles up to par with cities like New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia, which have similar systems in place. City workers already got a head start, rounding up 13 tons of trash that caked the alley. Now that's some good, clean fun. Sarah Collins, Annenberg Radio News.
Tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, when nearly 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire. The city of Los Angeles is commemorating the event this week. Andy Vasoyan has the details.
LA is home to the largest population of Armenians in the United States, over 200,000, according to the latest census. Many of these local Armenians will spend tomorrow protesting outside the Turkish consulate. The Turkish government has refused to recognize the genocide, which many historians believe to have been the first of the 20th century. Salpi Gazaryan, the head of USC's Institute of Armenian Studies, says that this year has been a major step towards awareness.
Well, this is the year that many people around the world who they feel impelled to say something, do something, and participate in the acknowledgement, the recognition, the memorializing, and fortunately, the moving on.
For more on genocide commemoration events, go to armeniancalendar.com. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. Our producer is Rebecca Gibeon, and our executive producers are Andy Vasoyan and Logan Healy. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm David Hadari.